From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. On the day, President Bush makes his annual speech to say how the country is doing. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Later in the program, we'll hear from the man who used to write those speeches for the president, Michael Gerson, on how to talk to the country when the country doesn't really like what you have to say.
He has to make the case that the stakes are high for the country, that a failed or terrorist regime in Iraq would be a strategic disaster, and that he's got a real plan that, the experts believe can work.
Iraq, the war in Iraq, more American troops to Iraq, Republicans splitting with the president on Iraq. It's the central political and policy issue for the administration. But with all the difficulties there, Mr. Bush can try to lead a national dialogue to other topics where he may find more support.
And there are plenty of them: global warming, immigration, and the economic issue that a Wall Street Journal poll says is most important, health care costs. And Alex, that's where we are going to focus the show today, where we'll spend the next several minutes, because the United States spends more per capita on health care than any other country in the world. 47 million people, though, are uninsured.
Well, it is a big problem for the nation and, in a sense, an opportunity for the president, a political opportunity to engage on this important topic. The question for him, and indeed for this program, is it's such a big topic. Where do you begin?
Well, where we begin is with a woman who has had to confront this problem head on. Her name is Pam Stacey. She is 62 years old. She's a writer for an environmental newsletter, and she spent the last decade or so juggling one job or another to keep her health insurance. And Pam Stacey joins us now in the studio. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You had a job for many years, and then you lost your job at the same time and got divorced, and that's how you lost your health insurance?
Yes. I was in my mid-50s, and I suddenly found myself launching a new freelance career and without the benefit of spousal or company health care.
So what did you do?
Well, I saved money, for one thing, and I did sign up initially for my own personal health care, and then I got another job that gave me health care, and when that ended, I went to apply again for my own personal policy and found, much to my surprise, that I was denied.
Did you have a pre-existing condition?
I had no pre-existing condition. I, of course, called the company and asked them to explain why I had been denied, and they told me that they had looked at my medical records, and apparently, to their point of view, I had refused a diagnostic treatment. When I was on my own personal HMO, I had had a couple of bad headaches and mentioned that as an aside on a visit to the doctor, and I think that he passed me on to a neurologist as a matter of perhaps liability on his part, just to be sure. I met with the neurologist. He said, "You appear to be perfectly normal, but the only way we can get to the bottom of this is to give you rather extensive CAT scans or MRIs or whatever." And I thought I was being the health insurer's perfect patient because I reasoned it through and thought this is perhaps an incident and not a condition. And wasn't it more prudent just to wait to see if I had recurring headaches and then come back for more extensive tests? And the doctor agreed. He said, "That's very reasonable. Let's do that." The headaches never returned. I never went back. End of story.
So you never got the MRIs, you
never
got
the
CAT
MRI,
scans.
None of that. Never went through all of that procedure.
Which are very, very expensive.
But when I had reapplied for personal health insurance, I was denied because the company felt that I was perhaps concealing a pre-existing condition. So I went without health insurance for quite a long time. And my health care plan became 8 glasses of water, a vitamin pill, and exercise when I could.
And crossing your fingers, hoping something
well,
bad
that's
wouldn't happen.
That was really the most surprising part to me. I didn't know what anxiety I would have over not having health care. And I found that where normally I would get a pain and say it's just a stomach ache, without health insurance, I would get a pain and have to say, "What if it's serious?" It was a relief when I was offered a job that did include health insurance. Shortly after I was back on health insurance, I had a really violent attack of food poisoning and ended up in the emergency hospital. I saw the bill, and it was over $6,000 for one visit to emergency for something as unpredictable as food poisoning.
So what now? You have insurance. Do you expect to keep it for as long as you need it?
The terms of my employment were that there was a funding situation that is now coming to an end. So I find myself at 62 years old looking at possible unemployment, and the option then is to go, I guess, to COBRA, but it's very expensive. So I'm faced with an economic situation of being unemployed and needing to come up with the money to afford the continuation of my health care.
Pam Stacey, thank you very much for joining us and coming in and sharing your story with us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.